Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Going to open up today by checking on the latest things happening at the TruthAboutGuns.com with Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Apparently, there's been a lot of court stuff going on that it's a very interesting landscape today. Given that Cuomo is no longer in the picture, although I don't know what that does for things besides Cuomo not being in the picture. But let's talk about this thing. This catches my eye right off the bat. U.S. District Court cuffing, detaining, and searching lawful gun owners violates the Fourth Amendment.
Yeah, this is a case from Waterbury, Connecticut, where a motorist had pulled over. I think it was around 8:30 in the evening, and it was in a questionable part of town. He apparently was having trouble with his navigation program on his phone, so he pulled over the side of the road to fix it. And a police officer stopped, because this is an area apparently frequented by prostitutes and drug salespeople. And he came over and knocked on the window, and the motorist rolled down the window and said, "Hi, officer," and he handed him his license, and he handed him his pistol permit, and he said, "I have a firearm in the car." I don't know if Connecticut is a duty-to-inform state, but in any case, he told the officer that he had a firearm. It's apparently in the pocket of the door, the driver's door. That's when the officer pulled him out of the car, frisked him, cuffed him, put him in the back of his cruiser, and then searched his car end to end and confiscated a flash drive and $320 cash, which apparently the victim has not gotten back yet. So the victim sued based on a violation of his Fourth Amendment rights over the search and seizure of his property. And the court, the U.S. District Court, found for the motorist. The police officer claimed during the trial that, yes, the guy gave me his pistol permit, but I didn't know if it was real. It could have been fake. So I had probable cause to detain him and search him. And the judge was not buying any of that, as was utterly proper.
Yeah, that's pretty weak.
That's incredibly weak. So basically what you're saying is any form of ID or any concealed carry permit, or in this case a pistol ownership permit, if you live in one of those states, is presumed to be fake until proven authentic. The cop claimed that he needed to check it out, which is why he allegedly manhandled the guy and threw him in the back of the cruiser. And the judge wrote that there was no indication that the plaintiff had ever even arguably unlawfully possessed the firearm. And, but then she said this, no reasonable officer could believe probable cause was present in the situation. Any contrary holding would eviscerate Fourth Amendment protections for lawful armed individuals by presuming a license expressly permitting possession of a firearm is invalid. And to accept the defendant's reasoning would permit police officers to detain any driver because he or she may have a counterfeit or otherwise invalid driver's license. Just forget the gun. You know, if you're stopped for speeding and you hand the cop a driver's license, if he can presume that it's a phony, that it's a counterfeit license, he could treat you exactly the same way. And so obviously she wasn't buying this. And my understanding of the case is she also invalidated the cop's immunity. So he can be sued as an individual in this case because he so recklessly disregarded this man's civil rights.
Well, I mean, based on his criteria, he could pull people over for their tag. How does he know that's real?
That's true. I mean, the guy could have, you know, created that in his garage. It could all be fake. It's obvious.
Do we know anything about this particular officer? Does he have a history of this kind of thing, or was he having a bad day, or what was? Because that's one of the craziest things I've ever heard.
Yeah, well,
you would presume he'd come across a permit before.
I'm sure he has. I'm sure he'd done traffic stops before. I'm sure he's been handed driver's licenses, and even in Connecticut, maybe the occasional handgun license.
Right.
So this probably wasn't the first time. And this is an obvious thinly veiled fig leaf to cover what he had to know was an illegal search and seizure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would imagine that Mr. Sukana.
Yeah, I believe that's
may be owning a large portion of Waterbury, Connecticut very shortly.
I think he's going to get a decent settlement out of this. And I'm glad that he took it as far as he did and has, you know, sued and pursued this because this was a clear violation of his rights. And to the extent that this kind of thing is allowed to stand, either because the person doesn't want to pursue it, because I'm sure this is a pain in the rear end for Mr. Sukana. You know, he had to hire an attorney and he's got to take time off work and the whole thing. But because he's willing to do this, this is going to protect a lot of people's rights. And hopefully it will stop other cops from trying to pull the same thing.
Yeah. Well, now, does this create precedent nationwide, this one?
Not nationwide. This is a district court, I believe, in Connecticut. I don't know what district that is.
Right.
So to the extent that there is any precedent, I think that only holds in that district, is my understanding. Again, I'm not an attorney. But I would think that despite the fact that it isn't a nationwide precedent, it's going to be very interesting to people in other places and will be held up in other cases in other districts should police officers try to pull the same thing.
That's a really interesting case. I would like to have been in that courtroom when that police officer started laying out his reasons for this, but I'd be very interested to see what his background is like and that police department's background is like. Is concealed carry, are concealed carry permits few and far between in Connecticut?
If they're not the easiest thing to obtain, I can't remember. I believe it is a May issue state. And obviously you need a pistol. I don't know. I know that it's unlike Texas. You can't just carry a firearm in your car without a permit. He had to have a permit to have the gun in the car, which he did. If I'd heard the same thing, the cop making the same argument from the stand, I would have had a difficult time keeping a straight face.
This is ripped straight from the front page of the truthaboutguns.com. Big aggregator of news every day, all day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Dan is the editor-in-chief. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call
877-878-4203.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the
code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. It's a loose line, militia line, reformation, providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, and you've got an article there. I'm curious about this simply because they pulled their masks off and now they're riding along thinking they're delusional. But apparently Shannon Squeaky Watts and the rest of the Moms Demand Attention groups have decided they're going to gear up and they're going to take this election on. They're going to persevere.
That's right. And of course they're backed by Michael Bloomberg's 65, 60, 65, I don't know how many billions he has these days. I'm sure it's gone up significantly in the last year or so. So they've got deep pockets and they're running something called Demand a Seat, which is allegedly going to train up candidates for the 2022 elections and put more anti-gun votes into Congress.
All right. Well, don't they have a few? They got a few problems besides. It's not all moonlight and roses for this particular operation. They're the ones, they're trying to mask everybody up again.
Are they involved in masking?
Well, the Democrats are.
Oh, the Democrats. Oh, I thought you were talking about the moms.
The moms are part of the Democrats. It's the template is the same. If you look at it, the template is the same. They'll tell us if we don't ban assault rifles and if we don't have universal background checks, it'll be war in the streets. Then we hear, if you don't mask up, you're going to die. There's always a, if you don't do as we say and give up certain rights of yours that we're demanding you give up, you're going to die.
The folks at Moms Demand Action in every town, they claim that they're nonpartisan. But, of course, that's just the smallest of fig leaves to cover what they really are, which is a Democratic Political Action Committee that is ostensibly targeted at taking away gun rights from law-abiding Americans. That's what they admit to. What they don't admit to is the fact that they back Democrats almost exclusively, probably really exclusively, all over the country, and coordinate their actions with the Democratic Party and elect Democratic candidates to office from local all the way up to Congress.
Well, that's what they do, but at the same time, looking at what they... I'm surprised they're putting... They're really, the whole, to me, while they're out there making a bunch of noise, the Democrats and the whole control agenda is on the ropes.
It is, and if you look at their track record, it's not very good. In 2020, I want to say that Bloomberg came out and said he was going to invest, I can't remember if it was $20 million or $200
million. A lot of money.
It was a lot of money in... electing these same kind of candidates all over the country, and his record was very poor. I think he lost more than he won. Now he has had some big successes, one of which was basically buying the Virginia House of Delegates. Mm. And he managed, that was a close balance in favor of the Republicans, and he threw an awful lot of money into those elections back in, I want to say, 2017 or 18, and he flipped the House blue, and that has resulted in the passage of a lot of gun control bills in Virginia. However, in general, as on the whole, his record has been very poor. He spent an awful lot of money, not for him, but for the rest of us, an awful lot of money getting very little done. And that's not even talking about his presidential run.
His presidential run was abysmal. Yeah. What did he win? He won American Samoa, right?
Yeah, he got a few delegates from American Samoa and sunk almost $1 billion into that effort. So that was quite the ROI there.
So, anyway, I look at what they're talking about, and, you know, when you look at what the moms demand attention are doing, you know, and you look at, they're trying to get into every level of politics, and this is why I say they're Democrats, because they're playing that game, and, you know, they talk about, they've got a list of people of who've sought office and gotten it. Some of these places, you know, like Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms, that doesn't surprise me. She's the mayor there, and I don't think she had anything. It had anything to do in particular with the moms demand attention.
Probably
she,
not.
She has proven herself to be quite leftist.
Yeah, and that's not somebody you really want to brag about. She has been widely regarded as a disaster for the city of Atlanta.
Right.
I think the police force there has been in almost open rebellion against her. That's not somebody you want to brag about. The most biggest success, I don't know David Jolly of Florida. Lucy McBath is probably their biggest success story from Georgia, and she's in the U.S. House, and she has been one of their spokesmen. I believe she lost a child in a shooting, a drive-by, something like that, years ago, and signed on with Moms Demand, and she's better than most of the moms. She's smarter. She does well on camera, and they pushed her hard, and she won a seat in 2020.
Well, the thing about this is that in 2022, I think that's going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats, and all of these great gains they're rolling around out there and all this other stuff are going to, I mean, it just came out today, like in Atlanta with Keisha Lance Bottoms. The Bloods took over that area after Rayshard Brooks was shot there, that autonomous zone. That was under the control of the Bloods.
Well, that came out. I heard that.
That came out today. And, you know, that's not controlling the city. That's not controlling the city. We're coming up on the next break. You can find this article about the moms. You'll see Squeaky's picture there. That's where I found it. And thetruthaboutguns.com, very prolific, on the cutting edge. Breaking news is really breaking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is urging OPEC to boost oil production, saying recent planned increases are insufficient as countries around the world seek to emerge from the coronavirus pandemic. During a White House event, President Biden says his economic policies are working.
Jobs are up and monthly price increases have come down. Economic growth is up, the fastest in 40 years. And unemployment is coming down.
Biden saying his administration is keeping a close eye on the record inflation. New York Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul says she's prepared to take over as the state's first female governor. She says her style is to listen first and then take a decisive action. Speaking to reporters, she says she'll continue meeting with current and potential staff over the next few weeks. USA Radio News. Senator Rand Paul is under suspension by YouTube after posting a video of what it deems to be controversial comments about COVID-19 and masks. The Kentucky Republican posting a video from last week where he claimed cloth masks don't work. The CDC has consistently said cloth and over-the-counter masks offer some protection from COVID-19. The governor of Oregon is lowering the requirements to graduate high school in her state.
Oregon's Democrat governor secretly signed off on a law that allows high school students to graduate without proving they can read, write, or do simple math. Oregon's Senate Bill 744 was signed by the governor in June after the Oregon House passed the bill 38-18. The Oregon Senate then approved the measure in a 16-13 vote. Charles Boyle, an aide to the Democrat governor, said suspending the proficiency requirements will benefit Oregon's students of color. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And let's talk about this one right here, the ghost gun. The supposition here, there's a lawsuit alleging that Polymer 80 negligently and unlawfully sold an untraceable home-assembled gun kit that resulted in an attack on some L.A. County Sheriff's deputies.
Yeah, this was a pretty high-profile shooting last year during the height of the troubles in a number of cities, Los Angeles included, and your listeners may have seen the video of this because it was caught on the security camera. There were a couple of L.A. County deputies sitting in a in their black and white SUV. They're a Los Angeles Metro rail station, and a man walks up to the passenger side window, raises a gun, and opens fire on both of them and hit both of them. Fortunately, both deputies recovered, and they did finally find the man and arrested him, and they determined that the gun he used was made from a kit. It was a .40 caliber handgun made from a Polymer 80 kit, apparently. And as a result, our friends at Everytown, in other words, Michael Bloomberg financed attorneys, along with the two wounded deputies, are suing Polymer 80 or selling this ghost gun.
Now, is that, I know that they did a raid, on Polymer 80 a while back where they went and they were looking for lists of people that had bought the kit. Has that ever been deemed illegal?
I have not heard what the status of that is. I tried to find that out in the books Polymer 80, but they are understandably closed-mouthed about that right now. But that, yeah, that was the ATF that carried out that raid. And again, going back to that, the reason that they targeted Polymer 80 as opposed to some other kit sellers such as 80% Arms and some others is Polymer 80 sold a complete kit, all the parts you needed to build a firearm in one box. No one else did that. Everybody else sold the parts in two separate boxes, like two separate items. Why that is a distinction, I don't understand. It's ludicrous. There's no reason if you're buying, you want to build your own gun and you want to buy the kit. Yeah, I don't see that there's any significant difference whether it comes in one box or two. But apparently that's the justification on which the ATF hung their reason for their raid. They were claiming that Polymer 80, by selling these kits in a single box, were in effect selling firearms. And I've not heard the results of where that situation stands. I don't believe that they've been charged with illegally selling firearms. I think that this is now all being rolled up into the proposed regulatory changes that the ATF wants to make on, sure, on gun parts and kits, that type of thing. But there you are.
But it is not yet. It has not been changed yet to where it is negligent or illegal for them to sell that.
No, the comment period on the proposed rule is just coming to a close, I think, in the next few days. And then the ATF will have the job of sorting through those, because by law, they have to respond to every one of those comments that isn't a duplicate or isn't just an outright rant. Foul language rant. They don't have to respond to those. But by law, they have to do that. That process can take months or even years, which is why we have been encouraging our readers and a lot of other gun rights-oriented people have been encouraging as many people as possible to register their comments, enter their comments into the Federal Register under the proposed ruling, and let them know what you think. Make it cogent, make it intelligent, make it don't use foul language, because if you do, they automatically throw those out and they won't have to answer that kind of thing.
Right.
But we want them to have to answer as many of these as possible so that it takes as long as possible to get this done.
Now, could Congress at some point with ATF, because ATF, they keep getting called to the Hill. They keep going way beyond what they're supposed to be. They keep doing things they shouldn't be doing. They, I find it interesting right now that Mexico is suing gun makers now after Fast and Furious. They didn't sue Barack Obama, for example.
Yes.
Or the ATF or the FBI or Hillary Clinton or the, you know, whoever the attorney general was at the time. Well, which one was it? I can't remember which one. Was it a dude? Whatever it was, you know what I'm talking about. Now they want to do that now, but, I mean, couldn't the ATF conceivably be pulled back and say, you know, you guys don't really have this kind of power? We'll tell you what kind of power you got.
That would require a stiffness of spine and a fortitude of will that the Congress has almost never had. They like it, especially the Congress as it's currently made up, likes the fact that the ATF has wide latitude in interpreting the vaguely written laws that Congress writes, and then they can be wound up or influenced to ratchet up enforcement efforts and limit guns or that people can buy basically by fiat. So most of Congress likes that. Is it possible for Congress to write clearer laws and more strictly limit what the ATF can do in terms of interpreting those? Absolutely. But I don't think that they have much of an incentive to do that.
Well, you know what? What we should do is start a movement and go around and get 150 candidates and 150 U.S. House representative races, get 40 candidates in Senate races, and do a whole Newt Gingrich on this and get out there and say, we're going to write clear, concise law. We're going to pull these guys back. We're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen. You know, get out there and push the president, get whether it's DeSantis or Trump, give them something that they would like, which, you know, Trump's still smarting from the deep state, and DeSantis, I'm sure, doesn't like it much either. And just go after that. That's what we ought to do. I'll run. Will you run?
I'm not sure I'd want to run for office. Those are some of the last people in the world I want to be.
Think of the lunches we could have, Dan. Think of the lunches we could have. Listen, hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break of the hour. You can find this article on the front page at thetruthaboutguns.com, along with some sort of something about everything in the gun culture. Gun tests, politics, latest news, latest reviews. They have it all there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Let's talk about the Smith & Wesson case where they have been ordered to turn over internal marketing documents. Now, was this just a fishing expedition where they were trying to find something? Is this one of these, well, show me the company and I can find the crime kind of things? Did they do something? I missed all of this.
Yeah, it's a little of both. If you remember back to the lawsuit in Connecticut following Newtown, Remington was sued, based on the advertising for Bushmaster rifles, claiming that it somehow induced the killer's mother to buy the gun, or it was somehow misleading, whatever. It was a method to skirt the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And so far it's been pretty successful. In fact, last week, what's left of Remington offered the plaintiffs $33 million to settle it. I don't know how that's going to come out. This is a similar effort. Apparently, Smith & Wesson ran some commercials or ads in New Jersey, and I've not seen the ads. I'm guessing this was probably just some magazine ads that appeared on newsstands in New Jersey, you know, in Recoil or Guns and Ammo or Gun Digest or something like that. But I don't know that. I'm not sure what ad they're basing this on. But wherever it appeared, it was enough of an excuse for the Attorney General of New Jersey to claim that the ads were false. He said that the ads claimed that gun use would make people safer, and he said that they provided no evidence for that, and he wants to hold manufacturers liable for that. So he sent, last fall, he subpoenaed Smith & Wesson for documents, internal documents that having to do with the formulation of their marketing efforts. That obviously did not go over well in Springfield, Massachusetts, and Smith & Wesson, in return, sued the attorney general and said, this is just a fishing expedition. We've done nothing wrong. We're not going to comply with the subpoena. A court threw that out, throughout Smith & Wesson's suit, and the attorney general then sued Smith & Wesson to try and force their compliance with that subpoena. This week, the New Jersey Supreme Court ruled for the state of New Jersey and said that Smith & Wesson has to turn over these documents. We'll see. I'm guessing it's going to move into federal court from here, but I don't know that. But that's the genesis here. And all of this is a transparent attempt, again, to get around PLCAA and get at gun companies because they can't be sued for the unlawful use of their firearms when their firearms are sold legally and, through normal retail channels. If somebody then subsequently commits a crime using one of those guns, they have protection under the PLCAA. That sticks in the craw of every gun grabber in the country, most notably of which is President Biden. He mentioned that himself in the Rose Garden a few months ago, when he was laying out his gun control plans, and he said if he had one wish, if he could get one thing done in the world, it would be to repeal the PLCAA. Why? Because that would allow Everytown, Giffords, Brady, and all the rest, and all these attorney generals, to sue the gun industry into bankruptcy. That's what they want most of all.
Well, and they'd be able to sue them just because this is what this lawsuit is, right? Just because they were like, well, that's not true. I mean, they looked at the advertising and they say in the advertising copy that there's something in there saying, if you own a gun, your life is so much better.
Yeah, again, I'm just going by the media reports of the set because I have not been able to find the ad itself.
Right.
Since the company ran local commercials, to claim, quote, gun use would make people safer, unquote, without providing evidence or acknowledging New Jersey laws that limit where guns can be carried, the attorney general said. So, again, without seeing it myself, I'm not going to rely on that. I don't know what these ads said, so I can't make a judgment. Now, the question is then, what the attorney general is going to try to do is, at minimum, he's going to try to embarrass Smith & Wesson. Because you can imagine when you've got internal discussions on marketing and promotions and things like that, all kinds of things get proposed and thrown up against the wall, and most of them get shot down, and then, they're not used. And, there could be potentially embarrassing ideas on how to promote the sale of their products. So at minimum, the state of New Jersey would love to embarrass one of the biggest names in firearms.
I hope they didn't run that ad. I really hope they didn't run that ad.
Again, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment. Don't know what that ad really said.
So, I mean, you handle advertising. I handle advertising. Have you ever, like, with the ad that they were talking about with Adam Lanza and all that other stuff, have they ever even proven with him that he saw said ad? Wouldn't that have to be what, I mean, I'm sure his mother, had she known, I'm sure the ad, if there was such an ad, would never have influenced her one way or the other because she was a female.
Well, remember, just to be clear, Lanza, Adam Lanza, did not buy the gun that he used.
No, he did not. He shot his mom in the face and stole it from her.
His mother, exactly. His mother bought that gun. His mother owned it. She's the one who bought it, and he stole that from her. So we don't know whether she saw it or not. There's probably no way in the world to prove that she saw it, let alone whether it influenced her buying decision at all.
Right.
More likely than not, it was whatever the guy behind the gun counter recommended, because that's when most people who walk into a gun store and have never bought an AR before, that's usually what affects their buying decision most, is the recommendation of the guy behind the counter.
Yeah, or whatever's on sale. Or
That too.
Whatever coupons are out there. I just find that whole thing interesting that they get out there. If advertising worked as good as they say it does, can you imagine how much money we'd be making right now?
Exactly. And if gun owners were as dangerous as they say they are, and if guns were as dangerous as they say they are,
there'd be no gun grabbers.
Exactly. Which, of course, isn't the case at all. The number of accidents and crimes that are related with guns are infinitesimal when compared to the number of people in this country that own firearms and the number of guns that are owned.
Well, listen, thanks very much for shifting the way you did. I really appreciate that. It sounded great.
Well, thank you, sir. Always happy to oblige.
Dan Zimmerman, he's a major radio star now. He just doesn't know it. Thank you very much for joining me. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Coming up next, it's going to be Keita Bussey and the Weaponized Woman. This is Lock and Load. Texas Sykes makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.